in God, don't we? Amen. Yes, we do. I am so thankful this morning for all that God is doing and how God is continuing to move in our services. And I'm just so thankful for the Smiths minding the Lord and for Kathy sharing with us this morning. And boy, there's no question that every moment of life we need to be turning to the Lord. And He is the one who is more than able to move and work in our lives, and we just have so many reasons to, even in the midst of trial and struggle, to praise the Lord. My family was blessed with the birth of Athena May, beautiful big girl, little almost 11 pounds, but boy, what a cutie! We're so thankful for her and for the Lord blessing my family. My family's growing through many different aspects, through natural birth and through adoption. Not real adoption, but adoption nonetheless. And we are so thankful for all that God is doing. And we're just blessed, aren't we? Well, I'm sure Eli's looking for batteries at this point, but we're just going to go ahead and jump right in here. And we want to take a few moments this morning and talk to you about stewardship. And you might be in your mind at this moment thinking, this is an odd subject for the spirit of the service this morning, but trust me, it is not. Because everything that unfolded today really is all about stewardship. And we'll see that develop this morning as we share with you. And so, truth is that stewardship is a key part of the Christian life. God expects us to be good stewards. In fact, Dave mentioned that the Lord created the world and then created man to tend to the world. From the beginning, God intended us to be good stewards. Christian stewardship is not just about money. It's about life. All of life. Every aspect of life. It's a lifestyle in which God has called us to. In reality, when we begin to think about stewardship, it's about everyday life. It's about every moment, about every breath, about everything we do. It's unfortunate, however, that often when we think about stewardship, we think about money. Money is not all that stewardship is about. But stewardship does include money. And of course, if you've been to the gas station lately, you better be a good steward or you're going to be walking. I don't know if you've been to the grocery store lately, but a new neighbor has moved into town, and I believe we call it inflation. As far as I'm concerned, he can pack up and go somewhere else. But nonetheless, we are still to be good stewards of everything that God has given to us. And so we're going to take a few moments this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about stewardship. And anytime I think about stewardship, I can't help but think about the passage in Luke. And so let's take our Bibles this morning, if you would, and let's turn over to Luke chapter 16. We're going to look at a few verses here that address this thing of stewardship. And so Luke 16, we're going to look at verses 1 through 3. Appreciate this morning if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Luke chapter 16, we're going to start the reading with verse 1 this morning. He also said to his disciples, "There was a certain rich man who had a steward. An accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you?
give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg. Join us in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, we are so thankful for the beautiful atmosphere in which we have the opportunity to worship. There is no question this morning that you're an amazing God. And Lord, we are so blessed to call you Lord. And Lord, we come to this part of the service where we begin to come to your word and to understand what it is you want to say to us in regard to stewardship. But not just stewardship, Lord, in general, but our stewardship, what we are doing. And so, Lord, I ask that you would come and that you would stir our heart and mind and we would get a deeper grasp of stewardship, Lord, than we have ever had before. May your word speak to our heart this morning. And may the words you've laid on our heart, Lord, may you help us to share them with your people as we worship you this morning. We ask, Lord, that you allow us once again to come under the anointing of the Spirit that is necessary for the work of the kingdom. We ask in your precious name. And amen. You may be seated this morning. I'd like for us to begin to take a good look at stewardship. We understand here in Luke that there was a rich man who had a steward. And unfortunately, we understand in Scripture that an accusation was brought against that man, and the rich man called his steward in, who was responsible for taking care of things. I'm pretty sure we all know what stewardship is, I hope, and what a steward is. It's a person who is given something that doesn't belong to them for them to take care of it and to tend to it. That would be what a steward does, and that's what stewardship is, taking care of something that necessarily doesn't belong to us. And so we understand in the Scripture that the rich man calls his steward in and said, there's been an accusation. I need you to give an account of your stewardship. And I think there's moments in our life where we need to give account for ourselves to the Lord on many different things, and stewardship is one of them. And so I think there should be a time where we pause for a moment and we take account of our stewardship. How are we doing with the things that God has given to us? And so we're going to talk about some of those things this morning. And I encourage us to ask that question. Lord, help me to give an account of my stewardship. Lord, how am I doing? And so we'll see that unfold this morning as we talk about stewardship. And so let's take a look at stewardship this morning. I believe that brings about some questions. First of all, what should we be good stewards of? If we're to be a steward and we're supposed to have good stewardship, that means there has to be something that we're supposed to be good stewards of, if that's what God is asking of us. And so I believe this morning that there are three particular areas that Scripture addresses that takes in a large amount of things, and we'll attempt to share them with you just as quickly as we can this morning, because we need to, first of all, redeem the time. The first thing I want us to consider this morning is we need to be good stewards of our time. Now, I'm sure we can debate definitions of what time is this morning. I'm not sure that would be redeeming the time necessarily. We live in a system that is measured by night and days, 24 hours, 12 hours here, 12 hours there, work week, this amount of hours, hours here, minutes here. And so that's just the system that we live in. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just what is. Nonetheless, Scripture tells us that we need to redeem the time. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. And so we need to be good stewards of our time, because if we're not, it will be taken from us. We'll be robbed of certain moments of life, because if you haven't noticed, time slips away quickly. For me, it feels like Mystery was just born a couple weeks ago. And now she's brought two beautiful grandchildren into my life. And I ask myself, how does that happen in a couple of weeks? Well, it's not been a couple of weeks. It's been more than a few years. My baby girl isn't a baby anymore. She's a beautiful young lady. When did that happen? Can anybody tell me how that happened? And how in the world did I get 50 years old? I was just graduating from high school just the other day, and now I got gray hair and no hair. I'm not sure how it works, but time escapes us. It vanishes away. And so we're supposed to redeem the time. And I think it's important for us to know why we're supposed to redeem the time. We need to redeem time for family and friends. Relationships in this life are of utmost importance. And so we need to redeem time for family and for friends, for relationship. We not only need to redeem time for family, but unfortunately, this is the way the system works. We need to redeem time to work. If you want to make a living in this world, you've got to work at something. You've got to punch a time clock of some sort. And so we have to have time, not only for family and friends and relationships, but to make a living. And those are important. It's necessary. But we also need to redeem the time. We need to make time for worship. Remember I said stewardship is about what's happening. It's every aspect of life. This morning, we were redeeming the time as we were worshiping the Lord. We need to make time for worship. And not only for worship, but truth is, we need to make time for church. There's a big difference in worship and church. Go ahead, shake your head. You're like, what? You might even be going, what? What do you mean there's a difference between worship and church? Worship is that moment where we come and we praise the Lord. That can happen in the building. That can happen outside the building. Worship can happen in your house. Worship can happen in your car. Worship can happen lots of places. There's personal worship and there's corporate worship. Corporate worship is what we're doing this morning as we come together as a body of Christ and worship the Lord. I believe we need to make time for that. I believe we need to make time for personal worship and corporate worship. But just in case you don't know, there's lots of other things that happen at the church other than worship. Forgive me, but there's vacuuming. Smile. There's mowing. Thank you to all those that mow and all those that vacuum. Believe it or not, there's dusting. And there's a few rooms in the church that you have in your house, and you hate to clean those in your home as much as you do in the church. But there's bathrooms here. There's lots of other things that happen at church in the building than just worship. And we need to make time for the church. It's part of stewardship. We need to be good stewards of our time. We need to redeem time for our family and for our friends, for work, for worship, and for the church. Stewardship. What should we be good stewards of? Not only time, but we should be good stewards of our resources. God has blessed us with lots and lots of resources. You're saying, well, Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about, but my check isn't that big. I'm not talking about money. I'm going to talk about money in a minute, though. But I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about your resources. Luke chapter 12, verse 48 says to us, to whom much is given, much is required. We need to be good stewards of our resources. What type of resources do we have? All of us have abilities. I'm not talking about spiritual gifts at this moment, but all of us are born with some sort of abilities that we're just naturally good at. Some people are just naturally good at working with their hands. Some people are just naturally good communicators. Or good talkers. We've heard the story that, you know, they've been blessed with the gift to gab. That's not necessarily a spiritual gift, but some people can talk to anybody. They strike up a conversation with somebody they've never met before, just like that. I was in an electric store a few years ago with a very good friend of mine. If I mentioned the name, you would know who he is. But anyway, we were standing there and this gentleman came up, and it wasn't 2 seconds until he was into a conversation with this gentleman and found out where they'd been vacationing, what his occupation was, and I was stood there amazed because I have to work at that. I have to intentionally stir up a conversation. And some people just have that type of ability. It's just natural. Some people have the natural ability to catch fish. Some people don't have that natural ability. They catch everything but fish. Yeah. Some people just have natural abilities. They're just good at things. Some people are good at electronics. Some people aren't. But God has given every one of us from birth just natural abilities, things we're good at. We are to be good stewards of those abilities. God gave us those abilities, believe this or not, to accomplish the purpose of the kingdom. And we need to be good stewards of our abilities, of our resources. Now, abilities, as I said, are not spiritual gifts. But we all have also spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are given to the believer. God anoints, allows the Holy Spirit to anoint an individual with a spiritual gift. Of course, Romans chapter 12 talks about spiritual gifts, and there's a verse we're going to share with you in just a moment. But some of us are given spiritual gifts. Some of it is for pastoring, for preaching, for teaching, missionary, hospitality, and the list goes on and on. Singing. Some people are just gifted. Now, yeah, there's people who can sing, and then there's people who can sing. One is an ability, the other is a gift. There's people who can teach, and then there's people who can teach. One is an ability, the other is a spiritual gift. God gifted us to do particular ministries within the church. In fact, Romans chapter 12, verse 6 shares with us, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. I like that. The reason God gave us spiritual gifts is so that we would use them in the work of the kingdom. And so if God has given you a spiritual gift, and He has, because all of us have spiritual gifts, We are to be a good steward of that gift, not only our spiritual gifts, but also our abilities, and we're to use them. You know what other resource? There could be really a whole list of resources here, and I'm not going to take that much time to go through all those, but you know what the other resource is that God has given to you? Not money. Not yet. We're not there yet. Stuff. Who doesn't have stuff? In fact, we have so much stuff that people rent small little buildings and pay somebody else so they can put their stuff in it. And sometimes you get two of those little buildings. Some of us call it the garage, which you don't put anything in there. You put stuff in there, but it usually isn't your car. Some of us might even have a workshop that has everything in it but space to work. We have all been blessed with stuff. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with stuff, because I believe the stuff that I have has been given to me by God. The only reason I can, in rhyme, I can even begin to say why I have the things I have is because God has blessed me with them. People sometimes think I'm silly, and I say, God gave me that. I wouldn't have that. But we all have possessions. And God has given us possessions, stuff. You know it? For the work of the kingdom. He's given us resources for the work of the kingdom. And we're to be good stewards of that stuff. And I have to be honest with you, sometimes it's good to bless other people with stuff. That way you don't have so much stuff. You follow that, right? Sometimes we call it a yard sale. Sometimes we say, well, we're giving it to charity. Whatever makes you feel good. Not necessarily. But anyway, we have a lot of stuff. God has blessed us with resources, abilities, spiritual gifts, possessions. And He expects us to be good stewards of them. We have all that for the work of the kingdom. We could go on and on, but we're not going to do that. The third thing that we're to be good stewards of, yes, is money. Money is a necessary evil in our society. You have to have a certain amount of money to put gas in your car, way more than it used to be, a certain amount of money to put food on the table, a certain amount of money to put clothes on your back, to do the things that are necessary. And so we all need money. We're supposed to be good stewards of that money. Some of us are really good at taking care of money. Some of us aren't. Some people are spenders. Some people are givers. And some people are just stingy. Did I say that out loud? I did. But nonetheless, God intended us to be good stewards of the money that He has given to us. And so as we think about the kingdom, God has chosen what we refer to as tithes and offerings to support the work of the kingdom. And I'm sure you all know that's how things get done here at Dover Hill. That's how the church is maintained. That's how concrete is poured, and that's how things get fixed. That's how people get paid. That's how God chose to support the work of the kingdom, is through tithes and offerings. Scripture is clear to the believer that we are to be good stewards of our money, and we are to tithe and share what God has blessed us with. I want to take a moment here to say how wonderful you are as a church. Whenever there's a need, you step up, be it whatever. But when it comes to money, when the need is shared, you're generous. And all those that are with us online, how faithful you've been to send in your tithes and offerings and to continue to support the work of the kingdom. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I know in the days coming, as we deal with the rise of prices of food and clothing and gasoline, that the money out of your pocket is going to get tighter and tighter. I just ask you to be faithful to the Lord. Because I believe God will bless. And I know He'll move. But not only are we supposed to tithe and share in offering, but we also understand that Scripture would talk to us in regard to money, that we are supposed to be good stewards of our personal money. And we're supposed to be content and live within our means. I'm not sure that most Americans know what that means. A little bit of play on words there this morning. But often we are confused about what is want and what is need. Many of us have far more wants in our life than we have needs. And sometimes in our mind, that's a struggle. We would say, I need that, but truth is, come on, smile with me. This is just good stuff. We want that. And that's okay. Because Jesus said, I come to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. So there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. But Scripture would tell us that we need to live within our means. And so as we ask that question this morning, what should we be good stewards of? We should be good stewards of time. We should be good stewards of our resources. And we should be good stewards of our money. But it leads us to a second question this morning that I think is very important for us. And it's this. Why should we be good stewards of time, resources, and money and tithe to the Lord? Now, often we think about tithe. You know, we usually always think about money. But Scripture teaches us, not only do we need to give a portion of our money to the Lord, we need to give a portion of our resources to the Lord. We're supposed to give a portion of our time. And so we not only tithe our money, we tithe our resources and our time. That's all part of this lifestyle of stewardship. And the question is, why should we do that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it all belongs to the Lord. There isn't anything that we have that doesn't belong to the Lord. Even we, you, confused, you and I, we are the property of the Creator of the universe. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30 shares with us, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. I want you to know this morning, everything belongs to Him, and that's why stewardship is so important. Because everything that we think we own belongs to the Lord, and it's just given to us for a season. And we're supposed to be good stewards of it. It all belongs to the Lord. Why should we be good stewards in time? Because it belongs to the Lord. Second reason we should do that is it was commanded. No, it doesn't belong to the Lord. It was commanded. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, verses 4 through 5. Moreover, he commanded the people who dwelt in Jerusalem to contribute support for the priests and the Levites, that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. As soon as the command was circulated, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of grain and wine, oil and honey, and of all the produce of the land. And they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. The reason we're to be good stewards of all that God has given us in tithe is because it's commanded. God said, this is how I accomplish the work of the kingdom. God's design, not man's design, not even priest's design, God's design. And third, the reason we're to be good stewards of our time, our resources, and our money is so we do not rob God. That makes you stop and think for a moment. So we do not rob God? What are we talking about? Malachi chapter 3 verses 8 through 10 shares with us, will a man rob God? That's a good question. Have you ever pondered that question? Probably not. Maybe this morning we ought to ask ourselves the question, have I robbed God lately? Ooh. Yeah, that's a serious question. But look what Malachi says. Yet you have robbed me in reference to God. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings? You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. My, that is a powerful verse of Scripture. It begins with, are you robbing God? God saying, you've robbed me. Bring in the tithe of your time, your resources, and your money. And when you do, step back and watch me bless you. In fact, bless you so much, you won't have room to receive it. That's powerful stuff. That's the God we serve. You want rich blessing? Give to God of your time, of your resources, and of your money, and He will richly bless you. Now, the thought isn't to give because we're going to get. We give because we love God. We want to see the work of the kingdom be accomplished. But have you tried that lately? Have you tried to outgive God? I dare you. In fact, I triple dog dare you. Take you back to your childhood. I triple dog dare you to try to outgive God. There's never been a time in my life where God asked me to do something, be it time, resources, or money, where He hasn't blessed me bountifully. I mentioned earlier the things I have is because God's given them to me, and that's a fact. I can't explain any of it other than God has richly blessed me. And I believe He'll richly bless you, and probably already is. Well, as we hurry to a close this morning, this time is escaping us, and I want to be a good steward of our time this morning. We're going to redeem the time. Scripture encourages us, Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, to give freely. It says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Boy, I wish we had time to talk about the first part of that verse that says to us, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Anybody raise the dead lately? Sometimes, I don't know, alarm clocks don't do that very well either. So some of you might have tried to do that. If you have teenagers at home, might be close to raising the dead at times. But anyway, cast out demons. My, that's some good stuff there. We don't have time to talk about that this morning, but the scripture says to us, freely we've received, freely give. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2 shares with us, to give regularly. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collection when I come. And so, to give regularly, however that might be for you. We also find in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, is to give generously. And God's people should be generous. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. If we give generously, God will bless us generously. So much to be said about this thing of stewardship. I want us to recognize this morning, if we could, that stewardship is about the all of life. Our time, our resources, and our money. God says to us, give me your time, give me your resources, give me your money, and I will bless you. I wonder today, as we come to a close, will you be a good steward? Will you give your time, give your resources and your money to the Lord? Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, we need to take a moment and give an account of our stewardship. Our passage in Luke says, I believe, two things to us this morning. If you don't take good care of what is given us, it may be taken away. The steward was called in. You can no longer be steward. If we don't take good care of what God has given us, it may be taken away. The second thing I believe that it shares to us is that there are times we need to take a moment and consider our stewardship. Basically asking the question, am I giving God my time? Am I giving God my resources? Am I giving God my money? Always keep in mind, it all belongs to Him, and we are all just stewards of the things of God. God says, give me those things, and I will bless you. Let's stand together this morning. Dear precious Father, we are so blessed to be your stewards. You have placed so many wonderful things into our lives. More, Lord, than sometimes we probably deserve. Well, more than we deserve. You are good. And you're good all the time. You bless us. But Lord, I ask this morning that you would help us to be good stewards. Good stewards of our time, good stewards of our resources, good stewards of our money. Or I should say, good stewards of your time, of your resources, and of your money. May we always be faithful to you and to give generously to you of our time, resources, and money. And Lord, I have no question that you'll bless and you'll make a way where there is no way. Help us, Lord, today to be good stewards of all that you've entrusted us with. We ask in your precious name. And amen. I want to remind you this evening, evening worship starts at 6 o'clock. Not 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock. And we will be serving communion this evening. And we would invite you to come and just worship the Lord with us this evening. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Be good stewards.